my name is Jackie Willis, and the piece that I have down at the riverfront is Three Ids of Self. It has to deal with the ids that make a person who they are. And from my viewpoint today, the ids that I have make what I do. The way I look at things is the ids are about how I get my creativity going, spirituality, emotional status, and I also think about relationships. Everybody has their own ids, and if we are thinking about ids, some people will work on religion, mind, spirituality. It used to be religion, but people change as life goes, and now it's spirituality. And when I think about my relationships, I think about the emotional basis. So actually, it's not about just relationships, but the people around me. And whoever's around me, that's how my sculptures evolve. You'll notice that there's wings on my piece. That's about how the winds change you. They've got perforated holes in them. Sometimes wind, when it hits you, you don't move. And sometimes when a wind is strong enough, it will move you. So it has to be a really strong wind in life to make an id that's part of you move. So that's why I made those. Think about that when you're thinking about your own life. Well, I always work with a blue glass when I'm talking about spiritual self. I also work with circles because the circles in themselves used to be like about souls. In this piece, as the globes are, they're about certain areas of yourself that have evolved. Some of them are going to be clear, some of them are going to be opaque, because I feel like sometimes in an id, such as in my emotional self, some areas become closed, but then you'll see empty circles that are in the globe, which means these are doorways to new relationships. You'll see some that are shined, some that are not shined. This talks about how relationships are in your life and how they change you. So that's what I want you to think about when you're looking at my piece. Well, if you need to know how I constructed my pieces, I first work with a maquette. A maquette is a very small version of the piece you're about to go and work on. And the crazy as it sounds is when I work on maquettes, I bend a lot of quarter-inch round rod, and I start twirling around on a table. And as I'm starting to work and think about the pieces that are happening on the table, words start showing up in my head. And then when I think about what's happening inside my head, the words show up. Suddenly the curves start expressing themselves to me of how I'm going to have this sculpture work. Three as a self, I was really thinking about what makes me me. And I noticed that spheres were starting to show up in the curves. So I started developing the curves. And then I realized I needed to have this feeling of wind, because in all my pieces, I always like to have a lot of fluidity, dynamic motion that's showing up in my pieces. So to work with something that has wind involvement with my three as a self made perfect sense. But they should be at a tall enough position in my sculpture that I need to feel that, because it's like cattails. When you look at cattails, how the wind hits them and how much they evolve back and forth, this is something that I think about when I'm making a sculpture. And that's why this piece had to be 12 feet tall, is because I wanted to have that feeling, that rush of wind that happens when something is going to change. If they consider that this is about themselves, they should be thinking prominently about what are three factors, major factors in their life that causes them to be who they are. And they should be thinking about each one of them and seeing if they have evolved any of them through their life and what they have done and what has accomplished from this mathematical equation that each one of us has to become who we really should be. My name is Jackie Willis, and the piece is called Three Ids of Self.